If you're planning to sell large quantities of certain alcoholic beverages or spirits, you should apply for a spirit license. Stay with us to get the facts on the procedure for acquiring a spirit license. Under the spirit license law, persons are authorized to sell spirits in quantities not exceeding those set out in their license. Any person who wishes to sell spirits in an establishment is required to apply for a license.
Persons eligible to apply for a spirit license is governed in part by Section 20 of the Spirit License Act, which speaks about the person having a good character. They must not have a conviction recorded against them within a five-year period prior to when they're applying for the application. The applicant must be able to read and write and keep accounts in English. The applicant must attain the age of 21 years.
Acting Deputy Clerk of Court, Renita Mullings-Garden. But how does one get a spirit license? Well, this process will involve a trip to the court's office, tax office, police station nearest the establishment, and public health department.
They would first have to come obtain the application form to the court's office. There's an application form that is submitted. It's a form 2088, signed before a justice of the peace. And this form is returned to the court's office with a requisite receipt from the Inland Revenue Department to indicate that the fees have been paid. Another form would be filled out and submitted by the applicant to the police nearest to where the premises is located. The applicant would also need to go to the public health department and fill out an application with them for the premises.
If you are applying for a spirit license, you should make an application to the clerk or deputy clerk of the courts not less than 21 days before the fixed session of the licensing authority.
The spirit license sessions are held four times for the year, every three quarters. You have a session in March, session in June, session in September, and session in December. Applications for each session must come in 21 days before the date of the session. So for the session coming up in March 14, 2013, applications must be submitted to the court's office by February 12, 2013.
Acting Deputy Clerk of Court, Renita Mullings-Garden. Get your pen and paper and let's go through the process again. A sign must be publicly displayed stating your intention to apply for a spirit license. Spirit license application forms are available at the collector of taxes. These forms must be submitted to the clerk of the court as well as to the superintendent of police in charge of the parish. The form must be submitted 21 clear days prior to the sitting of the licensing authority. Members of a community may object in writing within 10 days prior to the sitting to the establishment of a business to operate a spirit license. And that's where we leave you on this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore. Get the facts. Get the
facts. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.